A significant storm system is expected to develop in the northern plains and a portion of the upper Midwest as we move through the weekend and into the early part of next week. The storm system could end up producing the season's greatest amount of moisture in a part of that region, but I have to admit I'm a little leery still. The storm system is expected to form in the central plains, and it will move northward from there, passing through South Dakota and Nebraska, and ultimately ending up in eastern portions of North Dakota and Minnesota. Supposedly, the moisture content and this precipitation event is going to run from around 3/10 to around 8 or 9/10 of an inch, with some local totals possibly getting upwards to around an inch or an inch and a half. That seems a little high to me, and I think the forecast models will have to back off on the storm system's intensity at least somewhat as it works its way into the northern plains. But with that said, we are still expecting to see significant snowfall across the region and a chance for a little bit of rain on the eastern side of the storm system as it moves northward. We'll look for snow accumulations on this event to run from 3 to 9 inches, with some local totals getting up over 11 inches. The greatest amount of precipitation will occur as we move through the second half of the weekend, Sunday in particular, but Monday as well, and we'll likely end up seeing an increasing wind as well, with some near blizzard conditions expected to develop across the eastern Dakotas and perhaps northern and west central portions of Minnesota. The storm system is still a ways out in the forecast, and I am anticipating somewhat of a weaker reality storm, if you will. I think in time we'll likely see the system become a little weaker, but nevertheless it will still produce some significant moisture in the upper parts of the Midwest. And if you recall, a big part of Minnesota and a portion of the eastern Dakotas have been quite dry in recent weeks, with that particular area seeing an increase in drought conditions since last summer. Well, the forecast in the heart of the Midwest will not be nearly as impressive. We'll see a little bit of an outflow from that particular storm system in the upper parts of the Midwest over the early part of next week, and we will see rain occur across many areas. But as far as picking up on a significant amount of moisture or perhaps even a heavy snow, that does not look to be very likely at this point in time. The storm system is still several days away, and before we get involved with that larger event, we'll have a smaller disturbance that is working its way eastward across the Midwest today that will bring rain from Kansas into parts of Michigan and Ohio. Even portions of Wisconsin will see some precipitation from this event, but it will occur largely as snow. And in Iowa, we'll see both rain and snow. The storm system that occurs today, it will end tomorrow, will likely see moisture totals running anywhere from about a tenth of an inch upwards to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch, and the precipitation will be significant in the sense of keeping the ground fairly moist. Snow accumulations in the Great Lakes region might run from about 2 to 5 inches, but most of the precipitation outside of the Great Lakes region will occur as rain, with only a short period of snow expected towards the end of the event. As that weekend storm system comes around, we will expect to see another round of rain move across the heart of the Midwest, but moisture totals will probably run 2/10 to around 5/10 of an inch in most cases, with all of the atmosphere's energy focused on two areas, one being the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, as I described previously, and the second being in the Delta, portions of the Tennessee River Basin and the southeastern corner of the country, where heavy amounts of precipitation are likely in both those locations. The temperatures across the Midwest will be relatively pleasant for a little while here yet. We'll likely see high temperatures today in the 30s and 40s across the north, with the exception of the northwest, where some teens and 20s are likely. In contrast, highs in the 50s, perhaps even some lower 60s, will occur in the lower parts of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.